As Mrs. Mao said, the people are coming over from PNG. Our people have been policing from that time, knowing these people, the treaty that we had, the traditional movement blast, we know these people. We know how to handle these people. But at the end of the day, there is always the law. With that law come power. If the department looking at putting PLOs. PLOs, it's toothless to us. You put PLO down at Yarrabah, but there's a state police working. They can work with state police. You put PLO at York Island, they tell you to go and jump in the sea. But we don't recognize you.
Would you be happy to have it with the community police up there, or do you think the community police up there would be happy to go through the justice entry program to get into the police service if they could be guaranteed that they would be stationed back in their own community? Is that the way they would see it?
I believe. But at this present time, people go away to the academy, are sent to, you know, they don't come straight back to the community.
Yes. I can see difficulties for that.
But
for
also,
police being able to guarantee it, but...
Also, what we're looking at, everything involved down in finance. When, if our people that who are doing policing at this present time become special constable, the department don't need to provide accommodation and stuff like that.
Yes, they've got their homes
they've
already.
They've got their own homes.
Yes. Okay. Are you able to comment on that, Assistant Commissioner? I know it's a difficult question.
Before you comment, I just add to what Ned's been saying, is that it's been an aspiration of the island councils for some time that the community police officers on the islands were to be taken over by QPS. Because when the changeover came about from Department of Community Services, at that time, the health workers, they were transferred straight from Department of Community Services back to the health service, and the government teachers on the communities were transferred from the Department of Community Services back to Education Department. But the police, I don't know for what reason and whose idea it was at that time, were put back to the councils, really, I don't know what went wrong there. Something short-circuit there somewhere.
Okay. Well, look, I understand that you can't commit the police service in any way, and it's a matter that I think we'll have to take up with the Commissioner's office, but are you able to make any comment?
Well, I do. I agree with Mr. Mosby. You know, like, islanders have unique issues, and I think if we're not prepared to have a look at those issues, and, you know, I can't guarantee anything, but if we can't try to work towards trying to solve some of those, you think if an officer, if a person from the community went through the program and was that person wanted to come back to his community, I can't see why certain dispensation couldn't be made for that to happen. It just makes common sense to me to do that. But that's entirely up to that individual person, I guess, where they want to serve once they're sworn in.
Yes.
But,
okay.
I think we must be prepared to look at all options and see if there's other ways of doing business.
Because it certainly does appear if the community police are going to be phased out, as we're told government policy is, that if that is going to happen, we're going to end up with a policing vacuum on these outer islands, unless there is some other system, some other mechanism put in place.
That's correct.
With the police officers, if they're removed, I mean, and the council's the way they are at the moment, next year, come March, there will be an influx within the Straits coming through of PNG nationals entering the Torres Strait, coming to Cairns, ending up in Brisbane, sitting outside Canberra and Parliament House steps.
I understand that the islands closest to PNG have problems in that regard now.